Today was one of those days when the tectonic plates of Washington shifted. Shoppers shopped for the holidays, the sun came out, and Al Gore said he'd go on television tonight to announce that he will not seek the Democratic nomination in 2004. On the other side of the political aisle, Republicans wrestled with what to do about Trent Lott, who has jeopardized his job as the new Senate Majority Leader with his comments over Strom Thurmond's 1948 campaign. We'll have two reports on where these developments leave political configurations. First to NPR Washington editor Ron Elving. Hello, Ron.
Good to see you, Jackie.
So last night, the former vice president hosted Saturday Night Live. He looked absolutely chipper, perhaps not a challenge to the reign of Dana Carvey. But what's behind the timing of all this?
Well, I think a lot of people might have seen him last night so easy in his skin, much of the time quite funny, delivering his lines with a certain relaxation, and thought to themselves, is this the first time in my life I've seen Al Gore when he's not running for president? And I think the truth is, that's just what we were seeing.
In some ways, a very generous move, because he now gives other Democratic contenders a full 2 years to get ready. Are we going to start hearing some names inside the party?
Well, no question. John Kerry, I think, of Massachusetts, the senator from Massachusetts, is probably now the new front runner, since he's been running right behind Gore in New Hampshire and doing well in Iowa, some other states that have early events. There are a number of other people. I think probably the person who benefits the most, in a sense, is Joe Lieberman, whether he runs or not, because now he gets to make up his mind whether he wants to run without his benefactor, with whom he ran in 2000, in front of him. And he had said he would not run if Gore was running. So now Gore has cleared the field for him. Of course, Howard Dean, the exiting governor of Vermont, is already out there, an officially announced candidate. And we're going to see a lot more people. The leader of the Senate Democratic side, Tom Daschle, Dick Gephardt, who's just left that post on the House side for the Democrats. They're both expected to at least explore candidacies, if not carry through all the way. And I think at least Gephardt will carry through all the way. And there are a number of others. John Edwards, a senator from North Carolina, oftentimes mentioned. Joe Biden from Delaware. Russell Feingold from Wisconsin starting to be mentioned as a kind of dark horse, and there'll be people talking about Hillary Clinton as well.
I guess we should ask why you think he did it.
I think he has decided that he likes himself better not running for president, which is a new thing for him, because this is a man, I think, as was often said in 2000, who was raised by his parents to be a presidential candidate. His father was a senator. Father wanted to be president, wanted to be vice president, ran for that office. And really, he was raised this way his whole life and accepted that, took that burden on. And now at 54, I think he is finding his first real freedom.
And of course, it's unlikely that he'll fade from public view.
No, I don't expect he'll be made the permanent host of Saturday Night Live, but at the same time, he has a lot of other opportunities. He teaches, he speaks in public, he's working for a financial services holding company. We'll see him, we'll hear from him. He'll be out there.
Thanks very much, NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.
My pleasure, Jackie.